We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis on more to the bottom. We had in our Mishnah Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. It means someone makes a neda, we automatically teach his words to mean Lahachmir. And we had a Kasha, we have a different Mishnah that says Sofik Naziris Lahakal. We have a Mishnah that says that Sofik Naziris, you have a Sofik if it's Naziris or not, you go Lakula. So it's a steer to Amish. The Amish says you go Lakumra, and here Naziris says Lakula. And we spoke out in last year about what this little Kasha, what's the Dimya, we're not going to go back into that now. But the Kasha was, the Amish says Dam Dorm Lahachmir, and here it says Naziris is Lahakal. So Rav Zeri said, one's Rabbi Eliezer, one's Rabbanon. What's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon? Does Machleika, if someone's Makdish, all is Chayas, and we notice the animal called a Kvi or a Koi, that is a Sofik Chaya, Sofik Behema. And the question is, did you include that? So the Tanakhama there, the Rabbanon say, Hikdash is a Kvi because you go to Chumra. Rav Eliezer says, you go to Kula. So the Gemara says that if Rav Eliezer, who goes by Mamoin, he goes Lakula, so Kavachayimah by Guf will go Lakula as well, and that's why we're going according to Rabbi Yezer and not according to the Rabbanon. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon, goes to Chumra, and the Mishnah of Safak Zeris Lahak is going according to Rabbi Yezer. That's what Gemara says. So now we're going to start on top of your Testament Aleph. Omlei Abaya, top of your Testament Aleph. Amaya Kimto Lesafak Zeris Lahak and Rabbi Yezer. Who do we Zetzain? The Mishnah of Sofik Naziris Lahakil was that the dying like Rabbi Eliezer. Because Eliezer says that by a kvi, you go the kula, like Hikdash is a kvi, we're in Makdash a kvi. Ema Seifa, let's see the Seifa of that Mishnah in Tyrus that says Sofik Naziris Lahakil, and that Mishnah says in the Seifa, Sofik Bechairus, if you have a Sofik of a Bechar, which means that the Behema had twins, we're not sure, and it was a Zachar and a Nekeva, we're not sure which one was first, the Zachar or the Nekeva. It was a Safik. So, Echa B'chari Adam, Echa B'chari Behema, huh? What? It could have been two Zacharim. I'm telling you what the Ran says. It could have been two Zacharim also. Then we either make it, you could do a Man of Shachar on them. It could be you could do a Man of Shachar on two Zacharim and bring both of them for a carbon and say one of them is a Zacharim. It could be way out. But one's a Nekeva, that makes it harder to do. Akapanim, so here you have the Ran says going to all the Zachar of a Nekeva. You're not sure which one stuck his head out first. So you have Echa B'chari Adam, it could be B'chari Adam, twins of a person, humans, Echa B'chari Behema, Ben Temeya, Ben Tahira, Sai Tahira, Temeya. I can ask me, B'chari Behema has a, Behema Temeya has a Din B'char? Yeah, by a Chamar, Pet Chamar. The Shu thing is also a B'char by Behema Temeya. So it's a Sofik, what's Allah? Moitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. First of all, the Kayin can't take it because Moitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. V'tani Allah, V'asurim V'gizva Avaida. But the Behema is also V'gizva Avaida. So what do you see? Even though it's a Sofik, it's also Begiza Va'avoida. What?
Both behemoths.
But they're both behemoths also Begiza Va'avoida. Misafik. Yeah, both behemoths also Begiza Va'avoida. Also Safik. Unless it's in a cave, but then it's not. If it's only a Zachar, a cave is definitely not a Bechar. That's what we came at first, so it usually means a Zachar. That's why if you learn the case of the Zachar on a cave, then it's a Geshmak. It means just the Zachar is also Begiza Va'avoida. Akaponim. So we have a cash over here. Now, the Ran Bavarans here a question. What does it got to do with? That it's Tamaz Astira. What is it? Is that sound like Rabbi Yehuda? It's Tamaz Astira in the Mishnah in Tyrus. It says Sofik Naziris Lahakal, you go Lakula, and then it says by Bechar, you go Lachumra. So what's the? Well, it's Astira's Menea based Tamaz. So the Ran answer is that Bishlam, if you didn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda, you say it's not Kasha Reisha to Sefer. You know why? The Reisha is talking about a Guf, a person. A person, when he makes a neder, he goes Lakula. But the Bechairus, which is Mamain, there you go Lachumra. But now that we're saying the Suffolk Zeus Hog is going to Rabbi Yezer, holds by Mamain, you go Lakula also. So now it's Shver, what's Pshat the Sefer? Everything Gemara, very simple Tarets, the Olam should have had this question. Omalei, what kind of kasha is that from Suffolk Bechairus? Am I coming down as Kedusha Abom Elea, Kedusha Abom Bede Adam? What kind of dimin is that? The whole shayla of Maile Inish Sveika is by Kedusha Abom Bede Adam, so it's not sure on the das of the person when he's makdish things, does he include Sveikas or not? Maile Inish Sveika, not Inish Sveika. What has it got to do with a case where Bechar, what happens automatically, it happens in Hashemayim, and there we have a suffix if it was Kaddish or not. So what's the so it's not a Dimyan. You don't have to say Kash from Bechar, because there it's a Kedusha Bami Aleha, and you're comparing Kedusha Bami Adam. Actually, it's such a Shver Kasha that the Ramea Arik in the Agoyis in Tal Torah, he has a Kasha. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? Ayin Shom for Teretz, and the Oiz Vahad the Gemara is the Hav in the back, Agoyis Tal Torah. Elo ikasha ha kasha. So that's a different kasha. That we have here a tesefta b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, which is, and it's really the end of that. Mist also you have the same halacha. It says sofik mashkin litame tame litame acherim tar divrei meyer. What happens if you have a sofik if mashkin became tame? The halacha is mesofik it is tame. If you're not sure if mashkin touched something else, then the halacha is it's tahar. Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing that it's kedvarov. So the Gemara is going to ask Estira Rabbi Eliezer on himself because here you see he's going to chumra. Safik mashkin tame is tame. So you see Estira to himself. Umi. So the Gemara just continues. Vik Rabbi Eliezer does have to be gerus. Vik Rabbi Eliezer. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the tame. Why is it tame? Vatai looked at the brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Ein Tumah L'Mashkin Kol Ikar. Midaraisa, there is no such thing as Tumas Mashkin. Mashkin can't become Tumah. Teda, Shrei Heid Rabbi Heid Yosi Ben Yezer Ish Treda. Yosi Ben Yezer Ish Treda said, Edis, this is a Mishnah in Idias, that Al-Ail Kamtza Dochein. First of all, he said on Al-Ail Kamtza, which is a type of grasshopper, that it's tar and it's Koshev La'achila. It's Dochein. And number two, V'Mashka Beis Mitvachaya Dochein. And number two is that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash was also tar. And so that can only mean talking only can be tar if Midaraisa is tar. So Midarabanan, they weren't geyser on mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Because they don't need Marbet Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So upon we see, Rabbi Eliezer holds Midaraisa, there's no Tumas Mashkin. So if he holds Midaraisa, no Tumas Mashkin, so why a Sofik Tumas Mashkin is Tamei? So Amar just finished his fearing eyes. There's a child that had learned that Mishnah in Idis. When it says Dachin in the Beis HaMikdash, what does that mean? So Shmuel says it means it's tar from Matama other things. So then it's good because it means that Mashkin could become Tamei Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Mashkin becomes Tamei Midaraisa. But that Mashkin can become other things, that's the Rabbanon. And when it says in the Mishnah in Idis that in the Beis HaMikdash it's not Matama, it's tahar. It means to matam all the things. So then it's good because that's why sofik tami tami because sofik deraisa. Honiklus mudam dochim tami tami achirim. I will Thomas ask me yes behem shaper. El rav dama dochim mamish ma'ikilam meim. What are you going to say? So the Gemara we have to analyze this, but discuss it the Tzuris HaGemara. The Gemara says that we can zetzain this mishnah in Tyrus like Rav Eliezer. If Rav Eliezer is the one who says sofik naziris lahakol, so then we have a big problem. Because if Sofik Zeris Lahakel, so why is Sofik Mashkin Tameh? If Sofik Mashkin would be Midaraisa, then we understand it better. But now that we're saying Sofik that Mashkin only becomes Tameh Midarabon according to Rav, why would a Sofik be Tameh? Why would a Sofik be Tameh? So the Ran asks like this, first of all, that what do you need to tell me that Sofik Zeris Lahakel goes according to Rav Eliezer as his kasha. I have a different kasha. We have a Rav Eliezer that says by kvi, that lo hikshah kvi, which means he says, you go to kula. So if you go to kula by the kvi, so why don't you go to kula by the mashkin? Why don't you go to kula by the mashkin? So that's one problem. Why don't you have a Menei Obey kasha? So that the Ran answers that you could have said that kvi is a special reason why you're not makdashit, because maybe Rav Eliezer holds kvi is its own animal, its own type of animal, so therefore, what? Yeah, something like that. I thought Rav Eliezer the Omar lehikusha kvi b'shem the kvi shmoy alav loy karle inesh chayev lebehema. You don't call it a chayev behema. That's why it's its own thing. Own bari. You don't say the words bari for anything else, but that's what it means. Shmoy alav is its own thing. So that wouldn't be a kasha. Okay, but so that's why it's a kasha dafka because that's itself is yours lahakel, and now we have a kasha on this. But the Ran has another question that even without that, why don't you have stamakasha in the Braisa alone that says that he is that? So why do you need this kasha? Why do you have a kasha in the Braisa alone that the kasha in the Braisa it says Sofik Mashkin is Tameh? What's pshat on Sofik Mashkin is Tameh? What's about Sofik Mashkin is Tameh? You could have asked the Kasha Tameh right then and there. What do you need the whole thing? Stam, it's a Sofik, Mashkin. Why is it Tameh? Well, ask a Kasha Dafka, and actually, more Pesachim asks this Kasha. Basically, the Kasha is this. Rav says that Mashkin Midaraisa is Tahar. And that's what the Victor is Tahar. It's only Tameh Midarabana. And still, Rav Eliezer goes ahead and says, Mashkin is Tameh Misafik. Why? It's a Sofik Darabana Lakula. Which I'm telling the Gemara Pesachim asks Kasha and Blav Shah. So why don't you ask that Stamakash? Why do you have to have all Stamas that makes no sense? So that the Ran says, that wouldn't be a kasha. Why? Because we would say, Sofik derabanan, he's machma on. Well, let's read this inside. It's Kedai to read this inside. It's the last, it's the right before the widest lines of the Ran. It says in the beginning of a line, right, the line before the widest line. Yeshlam with the Haki Parach. Bishlam yach Sofik Naziris Lahaka, Loy Mesukwer Eliezer, then Loy Kasha. Then the din of Mashka is not Shver. Why? Diklam Ema, there Eliezer Machmer, Besofik, a Philip derabanan. He's machma on Sofik derabanan. Av kiven to Amr Sofik Naziris Lahaka, Rabbi Eliezer. Even now they say Sofik Naziris Lahaka is Rabbi Eliezer. Nihidav Kdusha of the Adam. And Mashkin is not. Heichi adif etumah derabanan apish abam eleha mneziris deraisa apish abam deyadam. So if you're saying something is the hakol shesav deraisa, so what are you talking about? So basically the question is, you can't zet sign sofik neziris the hakol like Rabbi Eliezer. You can't do that. We were trying to say is our mishnah stam darul hachme is derabanan who hold that makdish is a kvi. The din of Sofik Naziris L'Hakol is Rabbi Eliezer was loyal to Shakvi. We're saying it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's a shah like Yisrael Velozah or Rabbi Eliezer, he can't hold Sofik Naziris L'Hakol because he's machmir even by Mashkin. Even by Mashkin, he's machmir. So if he's Mashkin by the Rabbanon, of course he's machmir by the rice of Sofik Naziris. So we can't say pshat in this Mishnah, in Tyrus, Sofik Naziris L'Hakol like Rabbi Eliezer. So we have to find someone else. So Gemara says, Elohor Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon. I found a different Tana. A first Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yigola Kula, the Tanya, the Braisa. Harei Nozim Yesh Bekriya Zeh Meyekur. He says, I'm a Nozir, if in this pile there's 100 kur. It's a big pile, it's very hard to you have to really weigh it and figure it out and measure. But they say, if it's Meyekur, I'm a Nozir. Vahalacha Matsu, they went to go measure the kur, they come back. They got lost or got stolen. So now it's not sure if he's an Ozanav, because not sure if it's Meyekor there. Rabbi Yehuda Mate. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Mutter, because suffering is here so Hakel. Rabbi Shimon Oyser. Shimon Asis. So Zetzing on our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also suffering is here so Hakel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah by Stamna's Dorim will be the Hakel. And the Mishnah that says, our Mishnah says, Stamna al Hakel is Rabbi Shimon. So right now we're answering, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mekel by Nazi like Zebra Furish. So he'll argue our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, who's machmir by Nazir, will be our Mishnah, Stam, Nedarim, Le, Hachmir.